Two things happened over the weekend. Question and absentee ballots were run through an AccuVote machine and added to election night totals. In addition, the clerk's office conducted a hand count of West Anchorage's District 3, where Hall led Moe by just 93 votes on election night.
Right in, Nick Moe. Oval is not marked, no count.
Challenge.
That's Municipal Next Clerk Barbara Jones reading right through in. Ballots during the hand count, and Moe's attorney Patrick Munson challenging her decision to throw the vote out. Due to the ballot scan through the machine, Ernie Hall now has 4,296 votes, and there are 3,878 write-in votes. Hall now has a 318-vote lead. Exactly how many of those write-in votes belong to write-in candidate Moe won't be known until the clerk's office releases the results of a hand count sometime this week. During the hand count, election workers divided the ballots into several categories. The category that the Moe campaign is most interested in is this one. Anchorage Deputy Clerk of Elections Amanda Moser explains.
There was instances where a write-in candidate was written and no oval marked. And those came out as challenges within the review today. And so none of this information shows up in the election summary report.
In other words, they weren't counted. The situation harkens back to the Lisa Murkowski write-in campaign. In 2010, an Alaska Supreme Court decision said that voters had to mark the oval in some fashion in order for a vote to count. Besides the oval not being filled in, there were misspellings of Moe's name, among other anomalies that the municipal attorney, Dennis Wheeler, advised the clerk's office wouldn't be accepted. How many challenged ballots there are could determine whether the Moe campaign decides to pursue a legal challenge. Regardless of how things turn out, Moe says he's proud of what his campaign has accomplished in such a short period of time.
I still think this campaign made history. One of the most successful write-in campaigns in our city's election history. You know, I'm very proud of what we're able to accomplish.
Moe says his campaign is doing an analysis of the challenged ballots and will soon decide what their next steps may be. Results from the hand count conducted Saturday are set to be released by the clerk's office early this week. The election results could be certified at Tuesday's assembly meeting. Ernie Hall was contacted for this story but didn't return phone calls by deadline. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.